Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area where everybody's been watching this storm so closely. And really, we do have an update. And from the aircraft and some of the observations on the ground, we now have Hurricane Barry as of 10 o'clock Eastern time, located about 40 miles south of Lafayette, moving northwest 6 miles an hour. So we still have this very slow movement. So the maximum sustained winds, 75 miles an hour, 993 millibars on the pressure. And there it is. And it's an interesting structure because it's a little different what we normally expect if you look up in a textbook what one should look like. The center right around here, right around, really around Marsh Island, and actually there's some actually little spins. We saw that yesterday, these little spins coming off the actual center. That spin is actually wrapping around the actual center of the rotation. Not a whole lot of rain situated in there, but you got to be careful because just because there's not rain in this area doesn't mean there's not hurricane force winds. So a very dangerous situation associated with this. A lot of the rain associated with it south and towards the southeast, but look at those rain bands continuing over the same area, which is incredibly dangerous. So we've had tornado warnings go out and a lot of warnings associated with the rain as well. So if you look at it, we've mentioned it before, and it's worth mentioning again, the storms look like they're moving fast. Well, they are. They're moving very fast, but the overall area of that rain isn't moving very fast. So that means prolonged rain, flooding, very dangerous situation. Again, 100 miles or so away, 150 miles away from the center, you're still getting that flooding rain. Moisture still to come, a big message I want to get across. It's real important that this is a kind of a lopsided type storm, but it doesn't mean it's not dangerous. Look at all this moisture. This is just a huge storm over the Gulf of Mexico. Just because it's not raining now in portions of Louisiana, it doesn't mean it won't. With time, this will be headed northward. So all that moisture will be headed north, and we're going to see increased levels of rainfall and quite a bit of flooding over the next few days. So look at that track. Here we are. This is the latest. Look at the tropical storm force winds well outside the cone, a large area, and also the hurricane force winds in that location right around the center. So not a large area, but at the same time, very powerful winds here. So that's the track. Even inland, we're going to have some issues as we move northward into Arkansas and Missouri with time. Those tropical rains will move along with it as we do see with the rainfall. Look at the rainfall associated with it. Right on the coast, you're going to get these large totals, 10 to 15 inches of rain, some places maybe even more. But with time, that spreads northward. So even if you're not on the coast, you can still get these big-time rainfall amounts, but it can be very dangerous at times. And then the rain, mainly along the track and to the east of the track in those rain bands. So we've talked about this, the water levels, and we've seen some of the pictures of the roads underwater. A very dangerous situation when it comes to the storm surge. Look at these values, 3 to 6 foot in some areas along the coast of Louisiana through Plaquemines Parish, Lafourche, and Terrebonne Parish, all the way across south of Lafayette in areas around Marsh Island could get 3 to 6 foot. Around Lake Pontchartrain, getting reports on some flooding on the north shore, 3 to 5 feet of storm surge there. Even stretching over to Harrison and Hancock County, 3 to 5 feet. So as we look at this, it may not look like your typical hurricane. We have hurricane force winds, but all the moisture is headed that way. Rain bands dangerous. All of it's moving north. So we have to be prepared. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.